afternoon or evening. Welcome to the Buzz Room, episode 1. My name is Lucian. I am the founder and general staff person over on BuzzHub. And I'm joined every month here on this brand new podcast. I'll be joined by a panel of experts who will be discussing the latest news and all of the various topics we discuss on BuzzHub. This week I am joined by Jimmy and Dino. Hello guys, how are you both doing on this beautiful Wednesday morning?
Even frozen Wednesday morning.
It's Dino.
Pretty cold here in this horrible little Western Irish town. It's pretty bloody cold in, towards the end of February. You'd think it'd be warmer. Spring's around the corner. It was bright last night till 6:47, but anyway. Welcome to the Buzz Room. This is going to be Buzz Hub's brand new flagship podcast, where every month I'll be discussing the latest news. We said this already.
So,
because this is our new flagship show on Buzz Hub, this is where I'll be getting all of the housekeeping over with. Yes, housekeeping is the term for...
No, it isn't.
How many podcasts do you listen to, James?
None.
Exactly. I listen to at least 24 every week.
I don't give a fuck.
And everyone uses the term housekeeping to describe when they're changing the RSS feed, when they're changing the artwork, when they're doing a competition. More so than you. I'm a professional podcast expert.
Why is your pneumonia met this
Michael is a professional podcaster. I'm a podcast expert. Because I've been doing the podcast since they first came around back in 05. Michael has not. Anyway,
Michael's gotten more hits.
Yeah, I know. That's just because of the things he talks about on his thing are more in right now. But that's not something I'm interested in. I couldn't care less. I know. I would not talk about this right now. So we're going to kick off today with a little contest.
I had a dream about little ponies flying to the sky.
Over on BuzzHub, I had a dream where I got...
You might like the pony.
We've got our,
There's actually a pony mod.
Okay. Over on BuzzHub, as you
is
all know.
Is there really a pony mod?
We've got our mascot, who is a bee, and right now, he doesn't have a name. It's terribly sad.
Let's call him Jimmy the...
See, because we want to give the listeners the chance to give him
give
a name.
So,
it preferably should be given B, something like Bartholomew. You can vote yourself. You just have to send us
a
message.
You do know they're not
going to
vote.
Yes, they will. They vote in everything. They voted in the BuzzHub Awards.
That
which
was
is why
me and you.
Taylor Swift won 3 different awards.
Oh, I wonder why.
Spoiler alert. Anyway. So, you can pick a name for the B. All you have to do is email, info@buzzhub.tk and it'll get through to us. Or go on Twitter, it's @buzz_hub. If you want to contact us about anything, that's how you can get in touch. You can use the Twitter, Facebook, just search BuzzHub and we're the one with the little B. And then we're on the website, buzzhub.tk, of course. Loads of ways that you can contact us over there. No, you suck. Please. Why is the game so loud? I thought we'd have a quiet morning. That's why I chose to do it today.
We never have a quiet morning.
No, I thought today would be because this is
we
important.
Never do.
All right. So anyway, what else is there over on BuzzHub? So there's great features up there at the moment. We'll get to them in time. So let's kick off with some news that just came through last night that isn't down on this page, which is that Jason Clark, that you will know from Zero Dark Thirty, he's the guy who tortures Amar at the beginning, and he's got a big role in the film. He has been cast in the lead role in Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Very exciting.
There's another one.
Which Jimmy did not know about that until yesterday when I told him. So, but yeah, no, that's coming out in May 2014, and he is now replacing James Franco, who isn't going to be in it for some reason. I'm not sure if the other cast members, Frida Pinto, Tom Felton, don't know if they're going to be in it, but he is Jason Clarke, who was very terrifying in Zero Dark Thirty, but he's a good actor, so. Next up, Peter Dinklage is going to be probably going to be the villain in X-Men Days of Future Past. Do you know Peter Dinklage? He's the person of reduced height.
Is he?
He played one of the dwarves in Prince Caspian.
Did he?
Yeah, and he's in Game of Thrones.
Did he?
Yeah.
You know him.
I think.
But James doesn't watch Game of Thrones.
No, I don't watch Game of Thrones, but I saw.
I don't watch Game of Thrones, but I've seen. Yeah, well, he's in Prince Caspian. He's like the main guy.
Which guy is he? I think he's the ginger one.
He's got a beard.
No, you don't.
I don't know. I haven't seen that in years. I know he's got a big role.
I can't remember if he died. No, then he had a big role.
He's in Underdog as well. I don't know if you've seen that. He's the villain in that. He's really scary. That's a scary movie. That scared the shit out of me.
You want to watch a scary movie? Watch Dog Soldiers.
Yeah, you are always saying that. I read the book. I don't want
How
to
How did that man...
Wait, you actually read the book?
I read the book, yeah. I read a lot of scary books. I just don't watch the movies.
It's nice ending, though.
You just examine your finger.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Merciful.
No, it's these fingers that are all fucked up.
But look at the look of those ones.
Oh yeah, they're all fucked up. I've got a disease. Don't touch me. You'll get it. So anyway, so he's a great actor. He's really funny and stuff. So he'll be good in X-Men: Age of Ultron, which actually sounds more like X-Men 4 than the sequel to X-Men: First Class, because it's going to have Wolverine and it's going to have all of the original cast from the original trilogy, as well as like Professor X and stuff. Oh, it's a really weird movie.
Is it the young one?
Because they go back in time, so it's going to start off with like Hugh Jackman and all the normal Wolverines from X-Men 1, 2, and 3. But then they're going to go back in time and meet young Professor X and Magneto from X-Men First Class. So it's like all of the different X-Men movies like come together.
I found it weird why they made him bald in X-Men Origins Wolverine, but he was younger.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense. There's a lot of stuff like that in the X-Men films. Really bad continuity. So next up, Finding Nemo 2 news. Oh yeah. But it might be a prequel. But can they do a Nemo? Like, they're doing Monsters University is coming out in a couple of months.
Yeah, Monsters University, it just sounds
It looks terrible to me. I don't like Monsters, Inc. anyway.
That's I love my, Monsters, Inc.
My least, the only Pixar films that I don't love are Cars, Monsters, Inc., Brave, of course, which is just disgraceful.
Yeah.
And Cars 2, The Bug's Life.
I hate it.
And Toy Story 2. I don't like Toy Story 2. I like the first one and the third one are great. I don't like the second
one. Why Toy Story 2 again?
The guy with the beard takes Woody at the thing, and then he has them with Jesse and the horse.
That was the first one.
No, that's the second one.
Oh,
the
yeah.
first one is the one where they go on the pizza parlor,
the
big magnifying glass. That's great, but I don't like the second one as much. It's still okay. It's better than Brave.
That one kind of scared me.
It's better than Brave and Cars. And Monsters, Inc. is okay, but it's better than Brave and Cars anyway. But Finding Nemo 2, amazing. Finding Nemo. But will they do 2 or will they do Finding Nemo minus 1? Like finding, like...
Nemo.
Impregnating Nemo's mom and birthing Nemo. They could have Nemo's parents.
You already see that at the beginning anyways.
Yeah. The thing is that Ellen DeGeneres has signed up, she does the voice of Dory, and Dory's not going to be in it if it's a prequel, really, because she only comes in then, so... So that means it's probably going to be a sequel, and Albert Brooks does the voice of Marlins in it as well, so that's all good. And
what's it going to be about?
No one knows, it's not out till 2016, anyway.
So what's going to happen, though? Why didn't you know?
Because no one knows what's going to happen.
But why don't you?
Why would I know if no one else
knows?
Because
this is your...
Because Disney haven't even written the script yet, so like...
Don't lie.
I'm not lying, that's the truth. Two actors just signed up a couple of days ago, and they still haven't written the script for the movie. Speaking of which, yesterday there was a big rumor going around that Pixar had confirmed Toy Story 4, but then Disney said it wasn't true. But Toy Story 4 was the top trend on Twitter worldwide for 28 minutes yesterday, which was a big deal. That was pretty cool. And you can read up more about that over on buzzhub.tk. So, next up. We'll go to the Wolverine next, actually.
Yeah.
We'll go back to that in a sec. So the trailer for the Wolverine has taken a long time coming. I mean, the movie's coming out July 27th, and there still hasn't been any trailers for it. But it's set to debut with G.I. Joe, what's the G.I. Joe called? G.I. Joe
Retaliation,
which is a made-up word. I looked it up in the dictionary. It does not exist. There's one, there's all these different posters. They have
Retaliation is to push away.
I know what retaliation.
Retaliation.
Oh, yeah. I never thought...
It doesn't have to be in the dictionary. On the Wikipedia.
Yeah. I know retaliation. I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, anyway,
they have all these different posters with funny words ending in, like, Asian. So they got retaliation, superfication with the different characters. I was saying I'm going to make one with constipation.
and then
you have The Rock going like... The Rock is in G.I. Joe 2, and Bruce Willis. It's gonna be better than the first one, I think, because The Rock is amazing. He's good in anything. I love The Rock. He's in Fast 6, and he's in a new movie called Snitch, directed by a guy called...
Snitch.
No, called...
Probably Fitch.
Roman Waugh. Thank you. My cousin, or my 54...
You're not even related
cousin,
to him.
...cousin, twice removed, has directed a movie with the Rock, so...
Are you sure you're even related to him?
I am related to him. There aren't that many Waughs around. Do you know any Waughs apart from me? No. That means he's my cousin.
I know that Waugh.
You know that one, and you know my Waugh. And then you know Evelyn Waugh, who wrote Brideshead Revisited.
Waugh.
He's the only famous Waugh.
Whenever I say,
people go, I'm Waugh. And you go, Evelyn Waugh. I go, fuck off. Evelyn Waugh is actually a man, believe it or not. Not like Evelyn Cusack from RCE News. Anyway, so that's the Wolverine and G.I. Joe 2. Next up, so Seth MacFarlane, Family Guy, guy who made Ted. His new movie is a western called A Million Ways to Die in the West. Two
beautiful young ladies, one of which is really old, join the cast this week. That would be Charlize Theron and Amanda Seyfried.
Five eyes for an old woman?
She's not old, she's like 35.
So why'd you say old?
She's old. She's older than Amanda Seyfried. Amanda
Seyfried.
So you didn't
have to say an old woman.
35 old.
She's not 35, she's about 42. You know, the one from Prometheus.
That's
the one,
not old.
The one who stays in the ship and is like, you must do this. And then she's like walking around.
No, and then she gets crushed by the thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Her. You think she's old?
She doesn't look old. She looks more like 30.
She adopted a child like 6 months ago, which means she's probably infertile, which means she's probably like 50. She could not be 50. She's about there. I'm sorry, Charlize Theron, if you're listening. You're probably like 25.
You're such a retard.
Maybe she just adopted a child because she wanted to. Anyway.
Maybe she isn't married.
She isn't. Good point. She's from South Africa. She's like the only white South African actor who's actually made it in Hollywood. But she doesn't talk like this, which is a good pro to her acting skills. Because people would just think she's Australian.
Got a point.
Anyway.
Why am I doing this?
And Amanda Seyfried, of course, is my favorite person right now because she was so great in Les Miserables. She's like the only person in Les Miserables who has not been nominated for an Oscar, and she's the best person in it. But anyway.
But Anne Hathaway was.
Yes, Anne Hathaway is not. Anne Hathaway is great in it. Amanda Seyfried isn't as good as her, I suppose. Yeah.
Oh no, you're just in love with that.
They're all amazing in it. I mean, it's a great movie. It's my favorite.
I wonder how amazing they are.
We'll get to it in a minute when we get to our Oscars.
What do you do at night when you think about them?
I don't think about them. I have Anne Hathaway in her Catwoman costume this size right next to my bed, so I don't even need to think about them. It's like the best thing I've ever purchased was that. But anyway. So
she's lying down or standing up?
She's standing up backwards.
No wonder you
she's
like
standing
it.
Like this.
So it's like the Scarlett Johansson one. Like.
Yeah, I've got one of those with Kristen Stewart in Breaking Dawn Part 2 as well. They seem to do a lot of those these days with people standing backwards. It's great.
Because of the Avengers
I've got the Avengers one. But the Avengers one is sort of, it's all the Avengers. It's like massive. But so you've got kind of Iron Man and Captain America, and then kind of Black Widow is kind of stuck in between them. And then you've got Maria Hill is kind of behind and Hulk. But I've got another poster of Kobe Smulders plays her anyway. So anyway, Arrow got renewed this week for season 2. Not that any of you guys ever watch Arrow, but I do. It's amazing. This week's episode, The Odyssey, was the best episode by a mile so far. The whole episode was flashback to his time on the island where he was trying to escape. Then he got kidnapped. Then his Chinese friend betrayed him.
First you fell over.
So Arrow is great. You should all watch it. It's on the CW in the US. Next up, the BAFTAs were on like 3 weeks ago.
Yay.
For once, you actually watched an award show.
No, because there's nothing else on in the hotel.
So the winners were pretty obvious mostly. You know, you had Argo, Daniel Day-Lewis, Anne Hathaway, Christoph Waltz.
If we went to America, I would have been able to watch Argo.
Why can't you watch Argo here?
I'm not bothered.
But why would you have watched it in America but not here? I mean, it's out
no,
DVD
on,
there.
On the plane to America, they had like Argo and Lincoln.
How do you know what they had on? Oh, you were on the plane with the thing. Oh, yeah?
They had all these,
do they had Breaking Dawn Part 2?
No, they had Ralph.
Oh, you should have watched
I
that.
I know, I would have rather gone to America.
It's ridiculous having movies that like are only just out here. I mean, I've seen all of those already, but like Argo at least has been out here because they have Silver Linings Playbook.
Is it, what?
I don't know. But Wreck-It Ralph's just come out, so that's kind of, they're going to lose a lot of money.
What's Silver Linings Playbook again?
It's got Jennifer Lawrence and Bradley Cooper.
Oh, yeah, that
it's
one,
really
that
bad.
One.
It's really bad. We'll get to that in a minute when we get to Oscars, because I'm going to talk about which of my favorites.
That was in the BAFTAs.
So the BAFTAs, so Argo won, and then Daniel Day-Lewis. But the big surprise, Emmanuelle Riva got actress. She wasn't even there because she's like the 88, and she's the oldest person ever to be nominated for an Oscar. She's up against Kwenzine Wallace, who was the youngest person ever to be nominated. If you want to hear more about the Oscar nominations, you can go and listen to our Movie Taco Episode 1. Yeah, that's the BAFTAs. So the BAFTAs were pretty boring. Skyfall got this. Oh no, Johnny's going to distract us from all of this.
What?
Why are you talking about the Brit Awards?
I don't know. Don's not.
Because we were about to start talking about the Brit Awards, and then you come in and you're talking about the Brit Awards.
Yeah.
Why did you say that?
Because they're on tonight.
Yeah, they're on tonight. And Taylor Swift is going to be there.
I'm going then.
Oh.
Watch it.
Oh, fuck. She's going to be on Graham Norton on Friday as well. So she gets twice Taylor Swift this week.
Listen, I can imagine you sitting there
but
watching
heard,
it and your mouth's turning.
I was on the internet yesterday and I saw a thing saying that Taylor Swift and One Direction were both supposed to be rehearsing yesterday. But they had to cancel the rehearsal because they couldn't have Taylor Swift and Harry Styles in the same room. Honestly, the thought of that amazing woman going out with that disgusting leech make me want to vomit, so I just ignore that and pretend that she's single and that I'm all hers. If you want to hear more about my crazy lustings...
She
was for a while.
Oh yeah.
You know, one of her other ex-boyfriends the other day went to prison for tax fraud. She picks bad people to go out with. She's not clever,
so
but you know,
I have a chance.
Yeah.
And if she ever told you, that'd be a bad idea.
Do you want to hear more about me talking about Taylor Swift?
Said, do you want to go to Run Direction? Well, her sister hates them just because she's nice, and she said Moss's sister started crying over the phone.
You can go download the episode of Jimmy and Luke show called Jewels for Taylor. I think it's episode 38, but I think it's still available. You should go try and get that. But yeah, so I hate One Direction. But I don't hate them. I mean, I have nothing against them.
They have
them.
No erection.
I don't hate them the way I hate, like...
Harry Forgame and Pop.
The way I don't really hate any of those people. I hate Jedward now. They're my big hate. They're annoying. I'm sick of them. One Direction, at least, do some singing.
Let's
the odd time.
On.
Anyway, so the Brit Awards are on tonight, and
the voices aren't modified.
No.
Yeah, they're better singers. Yeah, Jedward
couldn't sing originally.
I listened to the first like four tracks on Jedward's third album, and they're trying to sing, and it was just so bad. And even the auto tune couldn't fix it. They were just.
Continue.
Hopefully there won't be a big snafu with the Brits like there was last year when Adele came up to get her award and then James Corden was like, no, sorry, it's Blur, and then she got cut off and then she had a panic attack and started like,
what?
Did you not see that?
No.
So Adele wins Album of the Year and she's like, yeah, this is great, she talk like this, and then James Corden comes up and goes, oh, sorry, I have to cut you off. Everyone, it's Blur! And then Blur come on, and then at the end, like, that's the end of the show. So Adele doesn't get to accept her award.
That is so
That was,
mean.
Like, the sixth award she'd won. I mean, she didn't need to make another speech, but it was terrible. It wasn't...
Jesse, what are you eating? Don't eat your headphones.
Mint.
Oh, it looks all old and gross. Next up, Night at the Museum 3 is being made.
Why did you say 2?
I made a mistake. Night at the Museum 2 was just terrible.
Someone made a typo.
The only good thing about Night at the Museum 2 was that it had Oscar the Grouch and Darth Vader in it.
Yeah.
That was good. The rest of it was terrible, though. But they're making a third one. They're making a third one. Sean Levy's back on board, and the director and Ben Stiller is going to be back. And he's playing a character called Daly, which is the only reason I like it. So if you get the new film with Dwayne Johnson, Snitch, and you get Night Museum 3, and you show them in a double bill, you've got me. I'm there. Because you've got Daly. I'm skipping the things that you guys don't want to talk about, like Touch and How I Met Your Mother. So I'm going through the things that you guys know stuff about, like Fair
like
City.
How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, do you like How I Met Your Mother? Well, let's talk about
You're
How I Met
so
Your Mother.
Mean.
So they're meeting the mother May 25th. We're finally going to meet the mother, hopefully, which is so exciting. Back at Christmas, Barney and Robin got engaged. Are you up to date on season 8? No.
I just kind of watch it.
I'm spoiling it for you then. Barney and Robin are engaged right now. They're getting married May 25th, and Ted has already told us he's going to meet the mother on May 25th.
You met my mother
and then
my
season,
so we actually finally get to see.
We get to see the mother. And then season 9 is going to be the last season, and we're going to spend the whole season with the mother. But the creators and writers have teased that season 9 is going to be very different to the rest of the show, which suggests maybe it'll be from the point of view of the mother before she met Ted. How
my
I met your father.
Yes.
So that's him.
I still want to know how the goat got in the bathroom, though.
Yeah, they never explained that. That was probably in the last episode. Yeah. But last week we met Robin. Robin Sparkle was there. Robin Sparkles was there for the last time. Have you seen any Robin Sparkles episodes? She was a teenage pop sensation in Canada, and she has all these songs. There's one called "Let's Go to the Mall." Everybody come and play. Throw all your last cares away. Let's go to the mall today. And she had another one called Sandcastles in the Sand. Sandcastles in the Sand. And then last week was her last song, which was where she changed her name to Robin Daggers. And she did a song called P.S. I Love You.
They start throwing something in. They might throw a...
I think that's the end of that's all we have to say about HIMYM. So Touch was great last week. Some cool stuff, you should try and check that out. Anyway, Chris Pratt has joined Rise of the Guardians of the Galaxy. There's so many stupid Guardians movies. There's Legend of the Guardians, The Owls of Gahool, Rise of the Guardians, which I downloaded yesterday, which I got a preview copy of for my website yesterday.
Yeah, you just said you downloaded it.
And there's Guardians of the Galaxy, which is the new Marvel movie, which is coming out in 2004. I've blanked.
What's it gonna be?
2014.
It's about this raccoon.
There's a raccoon called Rocket Raccoon, and he's either gonna be voiced by Jim Carrey or Adam Sandler.
It doesn't look good.
And then there's a guy called Star Lord, who's gonna be voiced by Chris Pratt. And then after this comes out, it's gonna be. Oh, he's not gonna be voiced. He's a real person. And then they're gonna be. That's gonna come out. Thor 3 and Guardians of the Galaxy. Hopefully, the Guardians of the Galaxy will be in Avengers 2, which is coming out in 2015. And then Thor 3 and Guardians of the Galaxy will team up, and it'll be a big.
Thor 2?
Thor 2 is coming out in November.
Thor 2, The Dark World.
Thanks for telling me this, guys.
Yeah, you should know this. You should go on my website. Go on BuzzHub.
It's on YouTube.
And it's on my website.
It's all over YouTube.
What's on YouTube?
Because
the trailer is not out yet. Yeah, yeah. Well, you should go on my website. You can see all the on-set pictures on BuzzHub.tk.
Yay, what joy. He has a sore ear.
We're doing our new show. It's called The Buzz Room.
Oh, it's a new show now.
We're doing another new show. Oh, no, we're still doing the Jimmy and Luke show. We're doing three shows now. The Buzz Room, Movie Taco, Jimmy and Luke show.
Now we're going to steal.
Yeah,
I know. We're not finished with The Buzz Room yet. Anyway, we were planning on doing a sort of Jimmy, I came up with an idea for the Jimmy and Luke 50th birthday.
We're doing a thing.
No, we're not doing that. Okay. We're doing a thing called. It doesn't matter. We'll talk about it on Jimmy and Luke show. This is the buzzer. It's exciting, and it involves a big quiz and loads of rock, paper, scissors. And betting and charity donations.
Betting.
Yeah, betting. But it's for charity, so it's not illegal. I checked the rules, I checked the law of the Irish government. Anyway.
Well, it's hard to troll. Okay.
So,
what are you covering on the bus?
Everything.
Night
at the Museum 3, Nemo 2.
Okay, so it's everything from movies.
No, we did TV as well.
No, that's movie.
Oh, come on.
We did the Brit Awards, we're doing music, and we'll do books if any of us ever read a book. If we ever do sports, we might talk about technology if I ever learn about that.
Two fellas
you read what?
Each other on a
I read two anyways.
Yeah, I read loads of books. They're just not.
I used to read 24/7, but I got bored.
I read books. They're just old books. Anyway, so the Oscars are on this Sunday, as everyone knows, because I won't stop talking about it. And it's all I ever talk about. I've seen every English language film nominated for an Oscar.
Have you ever watched the Oscars?
Do I ever watch the Oscars?
Yeah.
No, Michael, I never watch the Oscars. Why would I ever watch the Oscars? Since I have absolutely no interest in cinema whatsoever.
Well, I don't have any interest in who wins an Oscar.
Well, I do. I have intense, passionate interest.
If I really want to know who wants an Oscar, I just
go on. You go on BuzzHub.
You go on BuzzHub.
Because that's what we do on the BuzzHub.
Right.
Yeah. Because BuzzHub will have the winners live as the Oscars take place.
Don't try that ever again.
And I just look up the results.
Yeah.
Because I really don't.
You
couldn't give two shits. I hate watching the Oscars. I hate watching them because I don't know what's happened already. These idiots spoil it for me. You go, hey, Lizzie, did you hear? I get one best picture. And I go, shut up.
I'm the only one who spoiled it for
you. I have seen every English.
Who's going to win the Oscars?
Argo's going to win best picture. Daniel Lewis. It's obvious. And then.
My mom might win an award for her book.
No, she's not. Jennifer
Lawrence.
Yes, she is. Yeah, but not an Oscar.
Yeah, I'm not on about the Oscars, you dumb.
I am. This is the Buzz Room. We talk about the Oscars.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay, talk about your mom's book. His mother is best-selling children's author.
Nice.
Huge. J.K. Rowling.
There are predictions for these.
We're in a fancy private school.
Yeah. I have a private jet right outside the window.
Yeah.
Let's go to America. Let's go to San Fran.
I don't think J.K.
The best thing about audio is...
I wonder if J.K. Rowling...
You can just imagine it.
Yeah.
Whoa, we're
and he's gone. I just realized that J.K. Rowling probably doesn't even have a private jet.
No.
I have seen every English language film nominated for an Oscar this year in any category except for The Impossible and The Master, which I am going to watch before the end of this week. for the Oscars. So I would rather see every English language film. There were only three foreign language ones I haven't seen. Kon-Tiki, A Royal Affair, and there's one other one.
Don't hit me again.
Oh yeah, the Untouchables. Haven't seen that yet.
So have you seen The Expendables 2?
Oh, look, that's not up for any
black,
Oscars, Michael.
Jumping on the black is all across the table. Let's see it.
That's up for Razzie Awards.
Let's see this for all.
Razzie Awards.
Right, do you know the Razzie Awards?
It's the Razzie
Awards. The Golden Razzie Awards for the worst movies. So best picture usually, worst picture usually either goes to one of the Twilight movies or something with Adam Sandler in them. I love Twilight and Adam Sandler, so the Razzies aren't really my thing, but hello.
No, I like neither.
No debates.
Anyway, I've seen them all, so I will do.
It was gonna be
the Buzz Club.
Keen moves away.
I was gonna do the Buzz Club, but I thought club sounded too kind of sexual, so I did the Buzz Room instead.
Why not?
The Buzz Room is better than the Buzz Club. Gius, be careful, it might get run over.
What?
That's really mean.
Yeah, it's funny though.
Careful, they might get run over.
It's funny.
Why? They're gonna throw stuff.
No, the guy next to him runs a lot. Anyway, so I'm gonna go down through my best picture nominations in order of preference. The best picture the best one which should win, it's amazing.
Very fast.
Ladies and Gentlemen, number 2, Django Unchained. Number 3, Zero Dark Thirty. Number 4,
I'll squeeze your head and don't go faster.
Let's just say Amour. What?
You do the science.
Yes. Number 4 is Amour.
You're better.
Number 5. Okay, number 4 is Amour.
You eat them, Johnny.
Number 5 is...
vanishes. And I'm looking over your like
blank. Number 5 is Lincoln. Number 6 is Beast of the Southern Wild. Number 7
Beast of the Southern Wild.
Number 7
it sounds a good film.
Number
it
7
a good film.
It's decent.
It sounds bad.
Number 7 Number 7 is Argo. Number 8 is Silver Linings Playbook, and the worst by far, one of the worst films I've ever seen, Leaf of Pi.
What's a leaf of pie?
Leaf of pea.
It's the life of pie.
I didn't see that.
I like
Have you heard of Life of Pie?
No.
Are you serious?
It's made like hundreds of millions of dollars.
Just to let you know, James is approaching me with a very angry face.
Listen, but then you go on the internet, so why don't you see these movie posters and stuff? It's weird.
I get
on that type of internet.
But it should be on all sorts of websites. If I go on Yahoo, they show me
the ad. I've seen an ad for it.
Yeah, all right, well, you've heard of it.
But I don't know what it is.
It's about a boy standing in a lifeboat with a tiger. It's terrible.
It's really
on a great book.
Yeah.
Shut up, you don't know anything about cinema.
This is my podcast.
He knows more than you.
I've been killing
this podcast.
There's a guy who has a podcast.
He is a coup d'etat. I'm the president of this podcast.
It'll probably win best special effects.
I'm going to make a new theme.
Yeah, it will, because
there's a new podcast here.
Deservedly. It's a
beautiful
podcast. No, 3 is enough.
I know about the film stuff.
We also... Okay, that's enough about the Oscars. So, Fair City, you know, we did that on Jimmy and Luke's show.
We did Buzz Up 200.
Buzz Up 200. We haven't done the Buzz Up 200. The Buzz Up 200 are up now on Buzz Up.
Next 200.
No, it's a list of 200 actors and actresses.
Oh,
and there's some very attractive pictures of some of them.
We were on it
in the computer room upstairs, and there was a almost naked picture of Anne Hathaway, which aroused the attention and aroused the sexual pleasures of some people in the room.
Like who?
The women sitting behind us. And they were like, ooh. Yeah, so if you want to see some beautiful people and read their names in a list of 200 actors that it took me 4 hours to type out, go to buzzhub.dk now.
I thought this was some podcast on movies.
Yeah, these are movie people, they're actors. I mean, some of them are TV actors.
Related to movies.
Yeah, it is. It's a list of 200 actors. In what way is that not related to movies?
Alright.
You don't even know what Life of Pi is. You shouldn't even be here. Anyway, the Buzz Hub Awards, voted for by the public. Best picture went to Les Miserables. You can read the full list over on Buzz Hub.
It's
my podcast. Go away. You guys are guests.
Fine. Why doesn't everyone go away?
You guys are guests. You guys are guest panelists.
Let's go.
I'd do this at home if I had any family.
That's how boring it is.
I have a good bit to do with, but I don't know the
It was fun until you guys came along.
Actually, I was here from the
beginning. Yeah, it was fun when you were in. Anyway. I don't want to see.
Really
a dog came onto my bus this morning. He ran on when the doors were open.
It's not the Jimmy Luke show.
And then all the Africans started
Yoni, review of your favorite movie of the year.
Shut up.
Very good, very good.
Eating mints.
Very good.
He just gave a review of his favorite movie of the year.
What's his favorite movie of the year?
No, this is a review.
Oh yes, I did Inside the Studio last night.
Yeah, I saw the tweet on my phone.
I did it, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you should have a podcast with that bad ear.
I listened to 10 minutes of
episode 2. Cross promote now, you know?
I listened to 10 minutes of episode 2 and I vomited. It happened to be Christmas Day and I vomited. It wasn't your fault, it was just... It's just I vomited.
I just had a really squeaky voice.
I just happened to be listening to your show and I got sick, so. Yeah.
You got sick on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I get sick every year on Christmas Day.
Gypsies are better. I met a lot of gypsies in Spain.
I
eat like 4 times.
I met a lot of gypsies in Spain and they were really nice. They dance. Brilliant.
This is for the Me and Luke show, not for the Buzzer Bowl. Speaking of which, Michael, how do you feel about the Pope's resignation?
Cool.
Did you know that before now?
No.
You didn't.
He didn't.
Well, you see, I never like.
Okay.
No one told me.
What do the words?
I don't even horse in you. Mean to you?
Are you wearing a horse?
Oh God!
I am aware of that because every second joke my family makes is about horse meat now.
I don't even pay attention to you.
Anyway,
I know about
you. You don't know.
It's been on every radio station since it came out.
I'm tired.
It's been on
Thanks a lot for tuning in to episode 1. Episode 2 will be out next month. See you then.